I'm Bill Naff, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to this edition of Morning and Evening. Thanks for tuning in. Hebrews 5:7 tells us that Jesus prayed to God and that he was heard because of his reverent fear. And Charles Spurgeon asks, did Jesus' fear arise from the hellish suggestion that he was utterly forsaken by God? There may be sterner trials than this, but surely it's one of the worst to be utterly forsaken. Satan was surely on the attack as Jesus prepared for the cross. See, said Satan, you don't have a single friend, Jesus. Even your Father has ceased to be compassionate towards you. Not an angel in his courts will lend a hand to help you. All heaven is foreign to you, and you're left alone. Look at your companions. What good are they? Your so-called disciples, even Peter, James, and John, sleep like cowards while you suffer. You have no friend left in heaven or earth. All hell is against you, Jesus. I have summoned every prince of darkness to attack you tonight, and we will spare no arrows. We will use all our infernal might to overwhelm you. And what will you do, you who are alone? Well, this was the nature of Jesus' temptation. Jesus' fear, however, was not toward Satan, but toward God. He feared God, reverencing him above all else. Therefore, he was no longer alone, but heaven was with him. Maybe this is why he came back to his disciples 3 times to see for himself whether it was really true that all men had forgotten him. Their spirit was strong, but their flesh was so very weak. At any rate, Jesus was heard by God because he reverenced him. Jesus was heard in his deepest time of trouble, and you, dear Christian, will be heard by God in your trouble as you look to him with reverent fear. Well, Hebrews 5:7 is the focus of Charles Spurgeon's comments today, comments that you can review online if you'd like by going to our website. The address is morningandevening.org. This program is made possible by the financial contributions of those who listen. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.